Time now for From Farm to Table with Tawny Tosconi. It's brought to you by Grab and Grow. You can sign up for their garden club for tips and special offers at grabandgrowsoil.com. Also brought to you by Sonoma County Ag and Open Space, protecting our working and natural lands forever. Good morning, Tawny.
Good morning, Andre. How are you doing this fine morning?
Oh, pretty good. A little scattered, but good other than that.
No, aren't we all scattered these days? I think it's like there's an awakening, right? All of a sudden, we're allowed to do a little bit more things that just kind of came second nature to us, and now it's like learning to walk again or something.
Totally.
So, very excited, though, how things are progressing with our counties.
Me too.
And talking about exciting, we have a very fun guest today, somebody who's been with us. I think he was on a couple years ago. But this guy never stops moving, so we have to stay on top of him all the time. And that's Che Cassell with the Center for Social and Environmental Stewardship. So, Che, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Tawny.
Oh, of course, of course. So, you know, you have done an amazing job. I believe, you know, and we'll get that information from you soon. But I think you've been there about 2 or 3, 4 years, and you have just taken this organization and just skyrocketed. And it's, you know, it's one of our leading organizations when we talk about wildfire resiliency, youth programming. I think you guys actually got the North Bay Business Journal Nonprofit Leadership Award last year. So tell us all the amazing things that you are working on with you, your team, and all of those great kids you have in your program.
Oh, thank you, Tawny. Actually, as of last week, we went back to our original name, which some of the folks listening might remember from back in the day, Circuit Rider.
Oh, yeah.
So we are now Circuit Rider Community Services. And, you know, to put it in some perspective, when I took over, oh, God, 3 years ago now, we had 9 staff members on. In 95, we had 98. And we still have all the same infrastructure, trucks, tools, chainsaws, all of it. So we're building that back up. We're getting our crews back out there. And our main focus is on vocational programming for at-risk youth. So we take these young people who have been handed the short end of the stick by life in general, and we pay them $15 an hour. We put them out on a job site doing some kind of positive work in the community. And we teach them skills in the trades, agriculture, fire fuel mitigation. And hopefully we can give these young people the ability to launch into careers and, you know, kind of pick themselves up by the bootstraps, as it were. In fact, in the last 2 weeks, we've had a really exciting couple of weeks. We had one young guy that just started as a plumber in rebuilding some of the homes that have been unfortunately burned down. So he's learning a trade there. We have a young woman who is going to be joining regional parks. And we had a young man who's gone on to the chipper crew. So all great jobs, great benefits for, you know, young people that want to improve their lives. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about a little bit with you, Tawny, was talking about our fire fuel mitigation, because that's on everybody's mind. We're in a drought. It's been kind of a horrific experience the last 3 years, and we're looking at something that is pretty scary that we're coming into. So what we do with our young people is we go on to larger properties, we will do shaded fuel breaks, you know, cut everything up to about like 6 feet or so, and then look at the home, identify what is, you know, very flammable, what is not, and clear out around a home to make it a little bit safer. We just had, unfortunately, the last fire, and fortunately, we saved a house, where we had gone out and pulled 5 acres of Scotch broom around this home on Sweetwater Springs, and that fire came roaring down, and my kids, where they pulled all of the Scotch broom, stopped it cold. So they were really proud about that. A lot of the work we do is, you know, just-in-case work, but obviously it's becoming more just-in-case as these fires continue to come back year after year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's not as much just in case as just get ready because here it comes kind of thing these days. It's too bad. And what I love about your program, I mean, the amazing things you guys do, but, you know, I've heard that there's really a shortage of firefighters out there, you know, especially, you know, I know our governor is looking at putting some more funding into personnel, but I understand, I've heard that, you know, there's just not a lot of people are interested, but we just need so many people. And so it's great that your staff and you're working with these young people to give them experience and so that they can eventually maybe consider a career in fire with Cal Fire or something like that. So that's got to be a great connection. Now, do you guys have a connection with, like, the junior college with their program and stuff like that, or do a lot of your kids end up going through those programs that we offer here locally?
So we just put six young people through Fire Forward, through Audubon Canyons Ranch, Wildland Firefighter 2 certification. And that means that these young people can go out and do prescribed burns in our community, which obviously makes us safer. But when CAL FIRE comes through, this program also allows these young folks to come in and volunteer to fight these larger fires. And it's a brand new program. They have about 130 folks that have graduated from Fire Forward, my wife and I being the last class that just graduated. And so I really suggest that folks that are interested in this, look up Fire Forward, Audubon Canyon Ranch, an amazing program. My kids really enjoyed it. And it's about 40 hours of coursework, and then you do a day or two of training on site, doing prescribed fire, learning how to fight fire, and then you can be a resource for our community. And, of course, for our young people, it was really exciting because they also got to explore that idea of, like, well, maybe I do want to be a firefighter, which we need and is a great way to make a living.
It is, and great, you know, great benefits and everything like that. And I'm hoping, actually, I think you had turned me on to some folks from Fire Forward, and I'm hoping that we can actually have them as a guest in the next couple of weeks. So thank you for that. So here I am. I'm a home. When you talk about, you know, people that can hire your team to come out and help, there's no limit. Like, I don't need to have 100 acres, right? I could have 5 acres and just need some help, and you guys are willing to do that? Or does it need to be a little larger scope projects, or what is it?
About 5 acres is pretty the beginning of what we start to do. Our crews are about 6 people, so you know, for a day it's a little over $2,000. For a week it's about $8,000. So we are competitive in the marketplace, but you know, when it comes to private folks that you can employ to come out on your property, usually it comes to about $89 an hour. So we are very affordable, and you know, if you're going to get this work done anyway, why not put money into the pockets of young people that desperately need it and teach them skills at the same time? You know, it's a pretty easy sell for me when we go out and do site visits and talk to these folks.
Oh, I'm sure.
And, you know, for those larger property owners, I'd also suggest, once again, checking out Fire Forward, because they can do prescribed burns on your property. I've got a couple hundred acres out in Bodega. They came out and burned 33 acres behind my home, which was super scary, like heavy bay trees, and they cleared out all of the stuff that was, you know, very, very flammable, ember casting, and burn that down for me. So now I can, you know, sleep at night.
Oh, excellent. Now, I'm guessing, can we do prescribed burns? It's probably beyond the season right now, right? I would think that's kind of more of a winter, early spring kind of project, or are they even still doing them right now?
So they're still doing them right now, and you can do them in fire season, but obviously CAL FIRE needs to be involved. There's special permits. You need a smoke permit, and you need some folks that really know what they're doing. You know, obviously, I don't want people going out and lighting their own fires.
Exactly. No, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. So now, how has COVID affected your, you know, now we're coming out of COVID, so that's great. But I hadn't talked to you in the last year. So were you able to still do your program, or did you have to kind of whittle it down? What did you do during that COVID year that we had?
Well, obviously, things slowed down a little bit for our young people because a lot of folks didn't want people on their property. They didn't want to do site visits. But for those jobs that we still had, we have a plethora of vehicles. As I said, we were much larger back in the day. So we actually split our kids out to 2 people in a vehicle, and they were separated out vertically or horizontally, and so that they were as far apart as possible. And then we would go out on sites and do work with masks on if they were near anybody. But, you know, thank you, Tawny, and the Farm Bureau staff. My kids actually got their second shots yesterday. So
that's
a really exciting big win for us. They're feeling a little funky this morning, I think, but they're good to go and they're out on site.
Oh, excellent. What you do is so important, and we need to keep these kids working as well. So we were glad to be able to help with all of that. So, Che, I think we're just about out of time, but why don't you tell us how people get a hold of you if they're interested in having your crew come out and do some work. How do they get a hold of you? I'm guessing you accept donations and that kind of stuff. So tell us all of that great stuff.
Absolutely. We do accept donations for sure. but if you want to hire our crews or just check out our website, circuitridercs.org. Once again, that's circuitridercs.org. My email is Che.Casul at circuitridercs.org. My phone number is 707-838-6641, the extension being 226.
Wonderful.
I'd love to just chat with anybody that has thoughts, ideas. If you're worried about your property, we can come out and take a look and give you our 2 cents on how to make it safer.
Excellent, excellent. So thank you, Chay. Anybody can call the Farm Bureau, and we'll gladly share all of this great information. But, you know, as we started the program, Chay has done an amazing job with this nonprofit organization, and at a time when we really needed it. So thank you so much for what you do. I know it's as much as it's a job, it's a labor of love as well. So thank you so much, and Andre, back to you.
Excellent. Thank you. And for our Crush listeners, we'll have this posted on our podcast page late morning, early afternoon. Tawny, thank you so much for taking the time today, and very interesting and important stuff. Thank you. And I'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
Awesome. Thank you. You take care.
All right. Bye.